Let me speak to the boys and girls. I hope that you have an ear to hear and that you're listening well this morning. Now, I hope you remember the three men that visited Abraham and Sarah and gave them the wonderful good news that they were going to have a child, and because of their laughter, that child would be called Isaac, which means laughter. Well, two of those visiting men went on to visit Lot in the city of Sodom. And when they arrived there, they found Lot sitting at the gate with the rulers. You see, Lot firstly pitched his tent towards Sodom, get it quite close to the city, and then at some point he must have moved into the city. And then he became a leader to sit with the elders of the city at the gate, which was the place of discussion, debate, and decision. And Lot was not in a very good place because he had to tolerate a lot of terrible sins and not a thing he could say about it. Now, the two men who were messengers from God, they greeted Lot very kindly, and Lot, he treated them as if they were friends. And the men were going to spend the night in the street of the city. They had no lodging, and they were just going to stay in the street. But Lot insisted, no, you cannot stay out here in the street. It's not safe for you to do that. Come into my home and lodge with me tonight. And he persuaded them to come and stay within his home. And then there came a knock at the door. There were voices and shouting out in the street. And the men and the teenage boys of the city were all out, are gathering around the house of Lot and banging at his door. Now, these wicked, ungodly men of Sodom wanted Lot to send his guests out to them that they might abuse them. But Lot said no. And in return, the men of Sodom shouted nasty things to Lot about coming as a stranger to live in their city and then telling them what they can and cannot do. And their voices got louder and louder, and the banging on the door made it rattle and shake. The wicked men were ready to burst into Lot's home. So Lot, he went out of his house and he pleaded with these men to back off and to leave his guests alone. But they wouldn't. And Lot's life was in danger. And so these visiting men who were messengers from God, they brought Lot back into the house. They shut the door and then they blinded all the men that were gathering out in the street. And those men had great difficulty even to find the house of Lot. And so Lot was safe, the men were safe, and Lot's wife and daughters were also safe. Now, the men told Lot that they were sent by God on a special message to warn Lot that God was going to destroy this city of Sodom because its sins were a terrible offense in the face of God. Now remember what I said before, that sin offends God. It's like throwing toilet water in God's face. And that's how God felt about Sodom. And so it was to be judged by God and totally burned up by a terrible fire of brimstone and the trouble that was coming upon the city was absolutely awful. And so Lot began to warn his family, just as the messengers told him. He told his wife and daughters, and they were married, and he told his sons-in-law. But his sons-in-law, who were married to his daughters, they just laughed. They said, Lot, you're joking. There's no way that we're in trouble here. It's safe. Just leave us alone. And so early in the morning, Lot awoke and he got his wife and his daughters ready, but they were messing around, taking so long. And then the messengers, these two men that came from God, they grabbed Lot, his wife and daughters, and they dragged them, hurrying them out of the city just in time before the judgment fell upon that city. Now, Lot pleaded with these men, don't take me away into the mountains. Let me dwell in a little town called Zoar. And he thought that he would be safe there. Now, he didn't realize the extent of the terrible judgment that was coming. He didn't understand what this raining of fire and brimstone would be like. And so they allowed him to go and live in the little town of Zoar. Now, the Bible says, the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Now, I want you to think about this. Fireballs fell on those cities. They were fueled by brimstone that gave off hot sulfuric gases, and such was the fury of the fire that the people were all gone. The cities were gone, and the land was so scorched that it could never grow anything again. The Bible says that Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And behold, and lo, the smoke of this country went up as the smoke of a furnace. It was a terrible destruction that fell upon Sodom, Gomorrah, and some of the surrounding places. Now, that area is now known as the Dead Sea, and nothing grows there to this day, even after 4,000 years. There are still sulfur mountains and pillars of salt that kills off anything that tries to grow. And even the lake that is called now the Dead Sea, for fish cannot live in its salty waters. Speaking of salt, did you know that Lot's wife was destroyed when she looked back toward that city? And that meant that her heart was still in it. And because she looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt as a judgment that was upon her. Now, the Lord Jesus spoke about that day. When the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said to them, remember Lot's wife. The Lord used the fate of Lot's wife to warn us not to love the world more than our souls. And then the Lord Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when he returns. Then at the coming of the Lord Jesus, the world will be destroyed by a worldwide fire, and it will destroy everything. Now, some people mock at the idea of God's judgment, but we have seen in these early chapters of the Bible that God's judgment is real. God judged the people of Noah's day because of their wickedness, and he judged the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because of their terrible wickedness. And it's not enough just to know that God judges sin. You must flee from it. You must get out of that wickedness and turn to the Lord with all your heart. Now, to repent, to be saved, you must turn from those sins and those lusts of this world and hate them with a holy hatred. That's what happened to Lot's wife. She did not hate the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah as she should. And as she looked back with her interest and her heart there, she was turned into that pillar of salt. And you cannot be saved while you're still in love with this world. You must hate its sin. You must turn your back upon sin. And you must look to the Lord Jesus to be your Lord, your Savior, and to redeem you. Because sin will destroy you. But thankfully, the good news of the gospel is that you can be saved. And the Lord Jesus calls you and will pardon you from all your sins. He takes no delight in judging sinners. Over and over again, the Lord taught that he came into the world not to destroy it, but to save sinners. Now, we know this is true, for the Lord Jesus suffered on the cross, that we might not suffer. He took God's wrath, the punishment for our sins, upon his own body, that we would be set free. And so, everyone that trusts in the Lord Jesus, hates sin, and looks to the Lord to save them, will certainly be saved. And like those men who visited Lot and dragged them out of Sodom, the Lord Jesus will draw you away from the sins of this world to save you. He will set you on the way to heaven, and then you will never know the wrath of God in hell. Here's a gospel promise for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's good news for all the boys and girls today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in.